Well, welcome to today's podcast, Pulling on Heaven 24/7. That's who we are, and that is exactly what we do. The word says, whatever we release on earth is released in the heavens, and whatever we bind on earth is bound in the heavens. And that literally says that God backs us in where we stand according to his will and his word. So when we believe according to the word of God, which is why the word is so important, and we pray according to the word of God, which is God's will, we know that it's going to take place. It may take place a little differently than you anticipate initially, but God will bring it to pass in a greater measure, in a greater way than we could even work it out. That's why the scripture says he will do exceeding abundant above all that we know to ask or think, according to his power that works in and through us. So God be praised. I have a dear friend of mine here with me today, Marla Maples, and I'm so glad you were able to join me.
Oh, I'm so happy. I've wanted to do this with you for so long.
Yeah, we haven't done one. We did one a long time ago.
You did my podcast.
I did your podcast years ago.
How about that?
Yeah.
And here we are in this beautiful studio.
It's been a minute. So glad. I know you're always running busy. I think you're headed to the red carpet, doing something tonight?
Yes, we're doing the red carpet, and then I'll be headed back to see some friends in Salt Lake City.
Oh, nice.
And then back to Florida, and then wherever God puts me, I just say, show me your golden footsteps, Lord, so I can just follow that path.
That's good. Let's go there in a minute, but we've known each other for a long time. You started attending the church. We were in Hanna-Barbera.
I just will say I know my friend Lark and Vicky Light invited me.
Oh, okay. It was a while ago.
That was when we came, so.
Well, I watched Tiffany grow up. How old was she?
Probably 5 or 6 years old.
And then what happened 2 years ago, November?
You were the pastor for the wedding.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, what a gift to have you come and just unite my daughter and her beautiful husband, Michael, together in that space and just that time.
It was so fun.
People were so touched. My Jewish friends, my Christian friends, we had Muslims there. We had the whole world at
Mar-a-Lago. It felt like that. I felt like I had the entire world one side and the other side. And all the first family up there just staring at me.
Absolutely. No pressure at all. We had faith in you because you have faith in God. So I had no doubt this was, we had to really say, Gary, seriously, really, please come.
You did.
We want you.
You did. I don't do a lot of weddings and I hadn't officiated a wedding in a long time. And I'm thinking, man, I just want this to be really, really good. This is Tiffany, and this is and I've known her as we said since she was young. You watched my little girls grow up.
I watched your beautiful daughters grow up. So sweet.
And my youngest was there, but we had a great time. What an incredible time!
Yeah.
Got to meet the president of the United States.
Sure
I'm so thankful for President Donald Trump and all that God's doing through him. And what a wonderful guy. Got to actually meet with him about 3 different occasions prior to the wedding.
Yeah.
Then during the
ceremony.
And then we sat down.
Oh, that was special.
We were having coffee, talked, sat there, and just had a great time.
That was God moving in an interesting way. And it was all about the marriage license. Where's the marriage license? How do we get that marriage license signed before Gary has to fly back to California?
Yeah.
And I know I had not had any sleep, but I'm like, I've got to get the marriage license to Gary. And I'm like, who's going to sign it? And then I noticed that Donald's Secret Service was standing at the door, and I went, Sean, is he still here? He goes, yes, ma'am. I said, can you sit him over to the table? And that was where we were sitting having our coffee, and we were able to, as parents to Tiffany.
I thought that was beautiful.
It was such a perfect, perfect way. And he got you and gets you in such a way. He's like, I don't even know. He doesn't have to look at anything. He just talks to God.
Oh,
and
man,
you really touched his heart, and we know how long you have been prophesying for and to all of us in the family.
Yeah.
So I've always
God's
moved
so
that.
Faithful. He brought it to pass, and
did
that experience was amazing. God orchestrated, God ordained. So that's where I want to go today.
Okay,
because I know you and I both we end up in a lot of different places at a moment's notice. We could be who knows where ministering. Speaking into people's lives, you help a lot of people. You have your own foundation, and we can talk about that a little bit as well. But knowing the direction of God, when we sat down here just a little while ago, probably actually shot a podcast we should have recorded.
Absolutely,
before,
we always
before
do.
We started.
I'm going to record every discussion we have. Truly, it's special.
That's awesome. Well, you know, knowing one of the biggest questions I think people have is, how do I know that I'm doing the right thing, or I don't want to mess it up? And that's one of the biggest, I think one of the biggest errors people make is, I'm afraid I'm going to mess it up. Yeah. I'm afraid I'm going to take the wrong step or do the wrong thing, or what if I don't do what God wants me to do? And those aren't really things God wants in our minds, because the Word says the steps of His children, of the redeemed, of the righteous, of the just, they're ordered of the Lord. Yes. And God has a lot more to do with your directions and your steps than we realize. I believe you actually have to push against Him in order to not get it. But the one thing that can keep you from being aware or moving forward in confidence is that uncertainty, thinking, what if I miss? What if I'm doing wrong? But the right attitude, the right faith to employ at that time is to say, my steps are ordered of God, and He delights in my way, and I delight in His way, and God's going to lead me. And even if you're headed in the wrong direction, let's say, God will turn you around in a moment's time, because your heart and your faith is set on Him, and He's so faithful and ever-present, He will direct your steps. You said something a minute ago about you just have to make sure you ask God to...
Well, yes, because I was speaking to a dear friend, and I said, you have so much in you to share that can inspire people. So don't let your desire to please your parents or to please others or make money get in the way of what God's ordained you to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we all have to look at so deeply with every choice we made. I woke up this morning and went, I think I can do Gary's podcast. Right? Awesome. Last night, I was like, I don't think there's a chance we can do it. And this morning, I prayed about it. I was up so early, and I texted you, and I said, there's going to be a way. How can we not sit here together and see where God takes this, right?
And here's another thing. We talked about doing it. You said, I'm going to be in town.
Yes.
You know, I'd love to do. And I said, I'd love you to do the podcast. Let's do it. And then a dozen different things happened.
Right.
And I think my last message was, we'll do it another time.
When it flows, we're going to let it.
And here we are.
And here we are. Here's the other time.
So again, when your steps are ordered of God, He will make it come to pass. But if you lose heart or you lose hope, or you think, what if I mess it up?
Right.
That's the only mess up there really is doubt.
Doubt.
You know, the real sin, the real failure is doubting that God is directing your steps. And God is God enough. He's big enough. He's powerful enough. He's present enough that if we just surrender God, just like Jesus said, Father, not my will, your will be done. It will take place exactly like God has said and wants it to. And it's difficult to mess it up if you turn your heart to God. My steps are ordered of you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do exactly what you've called me to do today. And I know that because you're faithful.
Right. And that's the prayer that I have when I do sit to pray. That's what comes forth in me, because I am human, right? And there is doubt, right? And so it's like being able to overcome that uncertainty by speaking forward into the truth. It's like you are ordering my steps today.
Yep.
Thank you, God. Thank you for showing me those golden footsteps that you have before me.
Yeah.
So speaking into it, even if there's a moment where you're not even quite sure, you're hesitant. But if you speak into it, just watch what happens.
Yeah. Our words, our world is orchestrated by our words of faith. We can have all kinds of emotions. We all have emotion. God built us this way.
Yes.
On purpose. When He told Adam to take dominion, that's what He was talking about. It wasn't about the soil he was walking on. It was the soil he became, and God created man and breathed the ruach of God into him, and man became a living soul because God's breath is in us and His will is that close within us. I only doubt can make you feel absent from the presence of God, or God's presence absent from you. And the words of your mouth are very authoritative. As you know, the ministry is very prophetic.
Absolutely.
PFC is a very prophetic ministry, because I know God still speaks to His people. And even more than just speaks to us, or more, if I can say, even more than just being with us, He abides within us. I mean, how do we know we're going the right direction? Well, God's not out in front of me you know, saying, come here. He's on the inside of you, yes, saying, Marla, I'm in you. I'm leading you. I'm guiding you. Right. All I want you to do is agree with me. Mm-hmm. If we believe with our heart, confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God, we're saved. Well, if we have the power to be born again through the words of our mouth, don't you think we have the power to declare the word of the Lord to guide us, yeah, in our steps? And exactly what you said, it unfolds before you. And what's so amazing is you overcome the emotions, that's taking, mm-hmm, dominion over the flesh, and you feel that authority, you feel that power. It makes you, it builds up a sense of confidence, casting not away this confidence,
right,
that has recompense of great reward, but having confidence in who Christ in you is, and not just Christ with you. And there's a big difference.
And that's freedom.
That's freedom. That is freedom.
That's freedom.
That's the power of freedom. Last Sunday, I literally dreamt. Can you believe this? I dreamt.
With you, yes. I believe it all. Yes.
I dreamt the service. I dreamt the message that I was going to bring, and I lived it. So I got up on the platform, and I started to speak, and I started to rehearse what I had dreamt, because prior to, about 2 days prior, which would have been a Friday evening, I inquired of the Lord, which I do all the time, what would you want me to bring,
yeah,
to the people? What do you want me to say?
In the present, yeah.
And I don't think this has ever happened, but I literally dreamt what the message was. I saw myself. I was there in the dream, and I was delivering the word. Mm. And so Sunday morning, I said, well, when I woke up, I said, I've got it, Lord. Thank you, Father. So Sunday morning, I rehearsed what I dreamt. And when I did, I could just literally, and you know, Christ is in us all the time, but there's different glories that we walk in of God. God's glory is endless. Right. And it felt like the prophetic anointing just fell when I obeyed, mm, what God showed me. But that's still a step of faith to say, oops, I dreamt it. You could say, what if it was just a dream? Mm-hmm. And what changes that? God, I asked you, what changes that? So you don't think, well, what if it's just a dream?
Right.
In my case, it was what we started the podcast with. Right. I know my steps are ordered of you.
Yes.
So what I saw was you.
He would not give that to you unless there was purpose behind it.
And it's just confidence that's coming out of us towards him. And that's his faith in us. And that's freedom. So that Sunday, which was last Sunday, I started saying, Jesus, see me, seeing you in me.
Mm.
And it just, it felt like just a
communion.
Yeah.
It's like, it is.
Just this ripple effect that went out and just drew everyone in. Donna, my wife, tells me today, she said, mm-hmm, all night long, she said, in my head, I kept saying, Jesus, see me, seeing you in me. And it just really ministered to her through the night. And these are little, I don't know, what do you call them? Little cadences, little songs, little I don't even know what to call them, little psalms.
But it locks it into your soul.
It does, because music has its own presence. It has its own reality. And when you connect music and words, it creates a memory. It's kind of a bond. And you remember it. And that's why I do a lot of what I do. And people tell me all the time, I remember this. It really helped me. It really ministered to me. And, you know, you do a lot of different things with a lot of different faiths, a lot of different people.
Right.
You always show a lot of love and a lot of kindness to people. And it's not what you do that necessarily brings the change. Right. It's the faith and the love, yeah, and the consistency that people see in you.
Thank you.
That draws them to you.
Thank you.
And makes them partner with you.
But isn't that so much easier? Just showing up for others in your whole being.
Yeah.
And just being able to hold space for the people that are before you. Just hold that, let them see and feel that love
of Christ in you.
Yeah.
That's being led of the Lord.
Yeah.
See, and what we do a lot of times is we look for a place to go, but just do what is at hand.
Mm.
Whatever your hand finds to do, the word, right, says, do it with all your might. I mean, you don't have to have any money or very, very little or feel like you even had a lot of influence. If God gives you the opportunity with just people around you all the time, there's always someone you can, and you don't have to preach to them, but just show them some kindness and some love. Let them feel who God is and not necessarily you describing who he is.
Right.
And that's a very strong, very drawing, very, it has a gravity to it,
yeah,
and that makes people endeared to you. They and then they're more inclined to hear what you have to say, or even I found they'll ask you questions that opens that door. But doing the will of the Father is knowing that you are the will of the Father. He created you in His image and in His likeness. And the Word says there isn't anything that happens. God does all things. He orchestrates all things, work together for good. Galatians says, to those that love Him and are called according to His purpose, where we're all called.
We all
are. Just heed the call. Just begin by saying, Christ, be Lord of my life. Order my steps. Guide me right. in the way you want me to go. Right. I don't have to fight my way through. I'm going to believe my way through.
Right.
And I've watched you do that in a lot of different ways over a lot of years.
Yeah.
We've gone through, prayed through, prophesied through a lot of different things over the years. And this is your life. And it works, doesn't it?
It works. It works. And, you know, I will say that sometimes it feels like too much. There's times when I'm like, I can't make a decision or no, you know, and I will talk to you about like, all this is coming at me. What am I going to do? Right. And that's when you get in your own mind, in your own head, in your own, like, we think we're taking dominion,
yeah.
but it's God within us. And once and you've helped me so many times, I come back into that, into the will and in that connection to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That helps bring the breath. You've got to bring the breath back into
that's
it, right?
So everything, isn't it?
It is.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
You know, it is. I would ask you this. We know God is God. We know He's present. We know He dwells in us. But how do we know? And the way we know is what Jesus said. Christ, if I abide in you, you abide in me, and I abide in you. And it's not just about, again, God with us,
mm-hmm.
or I know my rights in Christ or in God, but do you know who He is on the inside of you? Because the only way that I really have ever come to know the Lord, I've had some pretty incredible dreams and experiences, amazing blessings from God where He's just revealed Himself in such incredible ways. But the deepest experience, the most profound experience I've ever had with God is when I felt Him or heard Him, saw Him doing something mm-hmm. through me that I knew had nothing to do with who I was as an individual, but who He is as the omnipresent God.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we know God, the way we come into relationship with Him is through what He does through us,
mm-hmm.
because He calls us His temple. We are the temple of God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Word says, don't you know your body belongs to me?
Yes.
You are the temple of God. So it really is easier. It's not, I don't, you know, I'm not a big warfare battling guy. I think I do a lot of warfare, but my warfare is praise and confidence
Absolutely.
That Christ is doing whatever needs to be done in me.
Yes.
It's no longer I that lives. Christ lives in me. And if you have that sense of confidence in who He is in you,
yeah.
and not just in who He is around you,
right.
life becomes much easier. You become much more empowered, and clarity becomes so vivid. And that's now you're walking in the will of the Lord, and you didn't have to do anything to begin with except to declare, believe God, my steps are ordered by you because you created me for your purpose and for your pleasure. I was, and I am created. So I'm not going to sweat the small stuff or the big stuff. And those emotions are there, and they're there on purpose. Because when we overcome them, not by battling, but by mm-hmm. confidence in who He is in us,
mm-hmm.
all that chemistry comes into alignment.
Yeah.
And instead of being worried or fearful or...
Or even defensive.
Defensive,
yeah.
Lashing out irrationally
exactly.
at people. Because we're insecure, a sense of confidence, a strength, it turns your world around by knowing, I'm going to know who Christ is by what He does through me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the answer. That's why Jesus said, it is important that I go, that you're not seeing me just in this form.
So
you expect me to come and dwell in you, and I'll make myself known through you.
And here we are.
Yeah. And so that's how you know your steps are ordered by God.
Right.
When you know you can't get away from it.
I had an opportunity to really live in that last week. Had someone on elevator in the building I live in just came out and, you know, called my Marla. And she just had this, and I'm like, yeah, hi. She goes, it's not enough just to be beautiful on the outside. You need to be beautiful on the inside. You need to learn that. I was like, Oh, yeah, it was, and I know it was my opportunity to know who I am through Christ, to hold my space, to stand that divine place and not let, now I was shaking a little bit, I must say, but I'm like, you've learned this lesson. You were judged. We've all been judged. We have judged and therefore we get judged, right?
Yeah.
And as in my 20s, it was very, very hard. And if someone said something that was cruel, I would go cry for days and days and days. Hmm. And I wouldn't even be able to go to an audition or, I mean, it was painful for me because I'm like, please see who I am, right?
Yeah.
So I would get lost in that. And that's before I actually knew you. This is in my early 20s. And I went, what an opportunity. I had to hold in that space. And I just, I was like, please forgive me for anything I've ever done to hurt you. Right? And I mean, I said, what is your name? And she goes, I'm not going to give you my name. And I went, okay, well, you know mine. But there was nothing that I could do except I went, after when I got out of the elevator, I went, wow, this was my chance to know who I am and know that I'm walking in God and not let anyone pull me off of it, the path.
Yeah.
And then I went and studied a little bit and I went, wow, this was a powerful teaching for last Saturday. It was all about that God will give you these opportunities to see if you have learned what maybe you didn't learn before. Are you ready? Are you really trusting him now? Are you ready to have the faith to really know that God does live within you and you don't have to defend, you just have to be. And I went, thank you. Instead of going, why did this happen? I was like, thank you for that.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good point. Why did this happen? Why did this happen? All of those answers, all those questions can be answered by saying, my steps are ordered of the Lord.
Yes.
So, I mean, we don't have to feel good about who we are all the time or feel like everyone loves us because they,
I know, because I grew up with that. I'm a little Southern Baptist girl. I'm a homecoming queen. You must like me. No.
Yeah. But and that's in everyone. Everyone wants to be liked and appreciated. I mean,
but it's okay if they don't, right? It's okay if there's.
It's okay if it doesn't tell you who you are or whose you are. Because you're. To say you don't feel emotions wouldn't be honest and sincere, but to say that they identified you, that they earmarked you, that they dictated to you who you are and the power you have, that's where the misconception comes in. Yeah. So if someone can come in disagreement or even the word says, when they curse you, bless them. Well, God wasn't just saying, I want you to just be a nice gal or a nice guy. God was saying, I want you to know that no one can identify you except me in you. I'm your identity. So they like you, they don't like you. I think we've all had our points in time in life where, you know, you're like, how dare you? I mean, I didn't do anything to you. I'm born of the Spirit of God. I did a lot to Christ. I did a lot that wasn't right. And he didn't hold me accountable for it. He forgave me.
Right.
So if we're going to walk in the love of the Father, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish. That's the love of God. Okay. And we walk in the love of God so profoundly and we ask him to use us. But when that opportunity comes to stand in what we believe, how can we walk in what we believe if we don't believe it enough?
Yeah.
That we can stay there regardless of what the challenge is.
And we will get tested.
You know it. You know it. And sometimes when you put yourself in a position of moving forward, there are people, they're not in the way. They're there to help point the way.
I love that. Turn your obstacles into arrows. That was Gary Zamora.
An obstacle or an arrow? And you have to say, this is not an obstacle, it's an arrow. Didn't say it would feel good, but sometimes our feel goods are the very things that distract us. The word says, hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. If God just satisfied our desires, what we want him to do, we'd be a mess.
Mm.
We'd be weak. We'd be incapable of hearing God because the whole feeling is if God doesn't answer me this way, I must be doing something wrong. How about he said he would answer me when I call on him, so he has. Maybe I can't see it with my eye, but his word is true. He's faithful.
Right.
God said he'd answer me. Guess what? He did. And now I'm going to walk into what it looks like, and he's going to reveal that to me. And whatever I have to resist in me, I'm going to do it in order to see him.
Without expectation.
It's beyond that veil of what we want people to think about us or we feel. And you said it earlier, seek the will of God and don't let someone else's influence influence you. And unfortunately, a lot of these people, they're... Listen, when you're filled with joy and peace, you don't attack people.
I So and that's you, what was so what was so hard for me is I wanted her to feel the love, and she couldn't receive it. And that
but she felt it.
Okay.
But she felt it. Sometimes they don't respond to it, but I'll bet you. I'll say it like this. I'm pretty confident she went away going, "Wow, that didn't go down the way I thought it would."
Yeah.
You didn't give her any ammunition. You didn't feed into her emotions. You did demonstrate a kindness, and whether or not she gave you her name or you saw her respond, that steadfast spirit ministers. That's the most powerful influence we can have, is when we're not received and we don't respond to being rejected, but we stay responding in the framework of responding to God's love. And it really does. It becomes easier and easier and easier because you gain your identity, and in your identity, you help them find theirs.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And that's it's powerful. Pray. Like you said, you started this. Don't let someone else influence who you are.
And don't let them steal your joy.
Don't let them steal your joy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joy of the Lord is my strength. And strength is seen when there's something challenging or heavy or difficult, and you lift it even naturally and say, "Wow, I didn't know I was that strong," or I wasn't aware I could do that. Spiritually, when that happens, something happens to your mind. There's a confidence and an assurance that keeps you from that sense of uncertainty, which is very, very damaging. People talk today about a lot of anxiety. Anxiety is really simply doubt. It's uncertainty about who you are, or where you're going, or how it's going to turn out, a certain situation. But what if you knew all things work together for good? This is going to turn out incredible. This is going to turn out amazing. I mean,
that's how you speak into it.
We've talked about a lot. you're in a bit of a crazy world from time to time. We've watched God govern you through all these things. Here you are today. You're still of sound mind. I think so, right?
I hope so. Yeah. Is this sound?
and it's because your steps are ordered of the Lord. And it comes down to the kingdom of God is like a child. Just trust the Father.
Absolutely.
Know that He's going to guide your steps. You're not lost. You may feel lost, but you're really not. God's not far away. You may not think you sense His presence, but sometimes that's because we're looking for it in a way that it's not supposed to be demonstrated. He wants us to go a little deeper. Instead of, "God, wrap your arms around me," God, "Wrap your arms around me through me. Let me wrap my arms around a situation or someone with the same fervor, the same consistency, the same confidence that you are, because I live and move because of you. You are my living. You are my moving. You are my being. Christ in me is the only real evidence of glory sometimes the world is going to see. How else will they see it?
Right.
How else will they see the glory of God?
Would be fleeting, no.
Unless it comes through you.
Right.
How else are these people going to, because God isn't just going to show up. Jesus did that, and they still didn't
recognize
him.
Miracles can happen. Yeah.
And still they doubt. When God led the children of Israel out of Egypt and all the wonders, it still didn't move them. So there's something He wanted to get on the inside, and that's what He did with Moses. He got in the heart of Moses through his staff, something as simple as a staff, saying, "Moses, I'm going to work through you and through that worthless stick in your hand, it's going to become the staff of God. And whatever you have in your hand, whatever God has put before you, that's the staff of God. And He'll part the sea for you. He'll feed you from heaven. He'll make your way straight. He'll keep you at peace. And He will do profound and wondrous things through you, so you're able to bear witness of who He is in you." Yes. And that's the hope of glory.
Beautiful.
Beautiful day. Marla, thank you for joining me. Our time is out, but we're going to do another podcast.
Do it again.
And I'm so glad you joined me. Thank you for sharing. Any closing words?
Thank you. I just feel so grateful to be able to sit here and be with family. You know, Gary, you and the girls have been family for so many years, and I'm just so grateful to be able to, you know, share what we've been able to share together, and watching our children grow. And now Tiffany's about to have a little baby.
She is
due in May 10. So
beautiful.
You started something at that wedding, didn't you?
Right?
We got it all.
It's like a seed. A seed just never ends. It doesn't have an end. It just keeps going and
going
and going and going.
Absolutely.
So,
thank you.
Well, God bless you. God bless your family. And I'll see you again soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you, everyone, for watching today. Remember, this is the greatest season of your life. It doesn't get any better than this. You just have to know it. God is not only with you, He dwells and abides powerfully within you. And if you doubt that, just say, Father, make yourself known in me and through me. Fill me with your word, fill me with your wisdom, fill me with your presence and your spirit. And God said that He will honor your words and He will fill you, and He'll do it right here, right now, today. God bless you. Until next time.